Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back. You're listening to She Said, He Said. I'm here with the beautiful and talented Kelly Lamb to my right.
Wow.
And the world-renowned St. Louis marriage coach, and David Rispoli, is to my left. So I'm in great company this morning right here.
Yes, we are very fortunate to have you with us today. We love it.
I'm excited to be here, Kelly. I really am. It's been way too long.
It has been way too long. So you're back with us today, and we talked a little bit about when we started the show. You know, you are the St. Louis marriage coach, and you're growing fast because people out there need you. They need to find a way to come back together again. And in your instance, another learning that you're going through, losing the love of your life.
Right.
And, you know, during the break, you mentioned to me, because I tend to kind of take a breath when I say that, because I feel the pain inside me thinking that you've lost your loved one. And you said to me,
well, first of all, I don't feel like I've lost my loved one at all. I mean, she is very much alive and with me inside of my heart. Kelly, I can honestly tell you, one, there's two experiences or emotions that I've not experienced. The first one is anger. You know, there's been no anger at God or you know, a sense of life being unfair. I mean, we always talked about, Kathy and I always talked about, you know, like whenever you travel from St. Louis, you have to go through the Atlanta airport. Like, it seems like you can't fly anywhere direct from St. Louis. And so the analogy that we've always used is this world is like the Atlanta airport. It's a stopping point to a much better destination. And so having that kind of mindset really helps. And then, you know, the second thing is we looked, you know, in the rearview mirror, even from the point of diagnosis. And Kelly, we said we have no regrets. We didn't have this big, long list of, oh, I wish we would have, or we should have, or we could have, or why did we? There was none of that. We had, from the very beginning of our marriage, we had set out to create a phenomenal marriage, and we did very intentionally. And I think there's a strategy to do that.
And may I say, this is your second marriage.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. So
love can happen again.
It really does. And I have to believe part of, you know, what drives me, and I think what Kathy would want to drive me, is do I believe that the best days of my life are the days behind me, or are they the days ahead of me? And if I have this thought process that, oh my gosh, that was so wonderful, I'll never experience that again, or the best days of my life are the days behind me, I might as well stop living, right?
Yeah.
So I think part of the strategy to begin to move forward is really adopting the belief system that the best days of your life on this earth are always the days ahead of you and not the days behind you.
Wow.
And that includes relationships, right?
Exactly. Right.
And I think I heard you say something earlier. I don't know if it was off air or when we were on air, but it kind of goes along with what's crazy is something that just hit me really hard was the Christmas Carol, and it was the three ghosts. And the one that hit me the most was the ghost of Christmas present. Not of the future, not of the past, but of the present. And it's so much of what we're doing right now in the present. Sometimes we focus so much on, oh, wasn't it great back then? Wasn't it great back then? And we focus so much on the past, or we focus so much on the future, that we tend to just lose track of what's happening right here in front of our own eyes. And that's where our future is so perfect, is because of what we're doing in the present.
I believe that with all of my heart, Gordon. One of the, you know, the realities is this Christmas, going into this Christmas, we have two types of couples. We have couples that are deeply in love. Clearly, the two of you are very much in love. And I think, you know, you shared, hey, we do everything together except go to the bathroom together. I think that's awesome. But you genuinely, you love each other. You have fun together, right? All the time.
But we still get mad. I mean, we still have an argument.
We have our moments.
Yeah, because we're both strong-headed. Yeah.
We're both so much alike. It's really...
I'm right. No, I'm right.
We are. We're so much alike. And I mean, it's to the point to where I can be thinking something, or she'll be thinking something as I'm saying it, and she'll be, oh my gosh, I was just going to say that.
Oh, we partially say it.
And it's not just 50% of the time. It's like 80 to 90% of the time.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, I think that speaks volumes to your connection. And the fact that you can have those moments, but recover from them quickly enough to say, hey, okay, here we are.
Yeah, we're still perfect. Together. Yeah.
Right. And we still have this connection, even though we've just had this conflict. And that's, I think that's a mark of a phenomenal relationship. I really do.
So in saying what you did, that, you know, you're looking at, you have no regrets. Okay. And you're looking at us, and, but a lot of people out there, what do you say to somebody that can say, wow, I do have regrets. Mm-hmm. How do I get past this? Or how do we survive?
You draw a line in the sand and you do exactly what Gordon just said. The ghost of the present, right? You say to yourself, I'm drawing a line in the sand and I'm going to make some different decisions. I'm going to take some different actions today to begin to change the trajectory of the relationship. You know, isn't it wonderful that every morning we get up, we have this opportunity to start right. to create anew? And that's powerful mm-hmm. to realize that there's nothing you can do about anything in your rearview mirror, but you have tremendous power in this moment, in the moment of now. And I think that's really the key. So if you, this Christmas, you're saying, oh my gosh, we get this broken relationship and things are terrible. Draw a line in the sand and say, you know, starting today, I'm going to begin to do something to change the trajectory of this relationship. Because you really can draw a line in the sand and then reach a point where you say, okay, we're doing this right. And it feels really good.
Just changing one thing to do better. I always remember, I don't know if it was you or who told that story, and I won't tell it because it takes too long, but it's that woman that just woke up one morning and asked if her husband would carry her down the steps every day to let the children go off to school. And they were, of course, breaking up, you know, and anyway, the story goes into every day, kept bringing her down for like 30 days, and they began to talk, and they began to, and he thought it was really weird, you know, and then by the end of all these days of carrying her down the steps, of course, it was her last day. She, you know, was, you know, she was dying, and so they had fallen back in love again, and it was just like one thing, you know, that brought them back together again.
I love that story. So powerful.
I didn't want to go into it long because I don't want to take time up.
No, that's a powerful story. It really is.
But just one thing.
And David, of course, your religious background, and then I grew up in a very religious background. And so it always just, it gets me, not to get too religious here, but that is Satan's greatest tool, is help but making us focus so much on the past and regrets, and that we can't focus on making things better or making things new.
I think we're supposed to be perfect.
And people lose hope. I mean, they really do lose hope. I get this email last week. I want to share it with you.
Please.
It's fairly short. I'm excited to share that I got my Christmas miracle this year. My husband, who had been gone for 7 months, finally returned home and is ready to begin working on our marriage. This coming February, we'll be celebrating our 23rd wedding anniversary, and thanks to you, it'll be a great celebration. David, the greatest gift you've given me the past 7 months is the gift of hope. Thank you for convincing me not to quit, to keep loving and keep trusting. God bless you, your family, your marriage-saving ministry. God is so good. Mary.
Wow.
And just having that hope that today can be different than yesterday, and having this conviction that you can do something about it, that you're not a victim, that we're extremely powerful people. We can make different decisions, take different actions, and it changes everything.
So for those that are listening that are like, okay, I hear this, I feel it, I've got goosebumps, I wish this could be me, I can't get anywhere with that person, I'd like to make it work, I'd like to feel better, I'd like to have hope. Is there any, maybe a couple strategies or something that person can do to try? Mm-hmm. And it's one day at a time. It's not like just because we say right now, well, we've got tomorrow, we've got another day, and we just got to do it. It sounds great. And then you get up the next morning, it's hard as heck.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to sound so simple. You've heard it before, but it's absolutely true.
Okay.
Be the change that you want to see. You want your spouse to be more loving? Be more loving.
No matter what.
No matter what. And you'll be amazed. The story that you were sharing is an example of that. Be the change of that you want to see in your spouse.
It might be making that cup of coffee or something for that person, having it for them.
And unfortunately, what happens in our relationships, we get angry with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our spouse treats us bad, so we treat them bad back, right? Mm-hmm. And you get into this stalemate where it's like the Cold War, right?
Right.
Usually ends in divorce. Yeah, because you get just drift. But if I can convince one person in the relationship to just really step up their game and to begin to love, basically to do what they promised they were going to do when they got married, right? We have the marriage vows that sound like a Dr. Seuss, like little ditty, you know, through good times and bad times, through better and worse, for richer, for poor. Those aren't just words. I mean, that's a promise. And if you keep the promise yourself, You'll be amazed at the impact it will have on your spouse. Unconditional love is crazy powerful.
Right.
It really is.
And we give it to our children.
All the time, don't we?
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing how most of us, even though our kids can be like ragamuffins and crazy, we still love them and we stay connected to them, right?
Right.
You know, and I'm not to try to belittle marriage or anything, but it's like our pets. They are unconditionally love us.
Yes,
oh,
they do.
Goodness
and
gracious.
We love them to no end because of that unconditional love. You know, no matter what we do, they're always there. They always love us.
Yell at them, walk out the door, walk in, their little tails just a wagging away. Like, so if you don't remember, you just potted in the house.
So if your spouse acted like that towards you, it would be really hard not to love them.
Well, next time you potty in the house, I won't get upset.
unless you're Bailey, then no matter what you do.
I'll be like, Gordon, it's okay. I know I rubbed your nose in it.
Wow.
But you're okay. Oh, shoot. All right.
That might happen once.
We're going to take it to a quick break, and then we're going to see if his coaching can help us get through menopause. We'll be right back. We're going to find out about a great production that's coming to the Westport Playhouse, Menopause. We'll be right back with some really hot flash ladies.